the green room?
This is the green room, okay. Yes.
At the Richmond Public Library, dozens of performers check into a green room and warm up in the last minutes before showtime. One of the first acts is a group from the City Singers Youth Choirs, a two-decade-old arts and educational organization. Beginning with Yangtze Boatman's Shanty, they present four pieces spanning six centuries to show, from the earliest moments of human history, song has been used to unite and empower. An initiative of the Richmond Peace Education Center, the annual concert Generation Dream gives youth a creative outlet to respond to social and political issues. Adria Scharf is the organization's executive director.
The young people of our region are so creative. They have so much to say, and they are thirsty to be part of making positive change happen. And they are thirsty to have these platforms, you know, to make their voices heard and to make them heard creatively and positively in a way that's inspiring and powerful and sometimes angry in a way that touches the audience members.
Picture this, a fight for the future, a fight to decide between nature and nurture, and yet we all bleed the same.
You deliberately attack my name as if I'm to blame for the mental strain on your brain, weighed down by the change you made but still won't let me explain. But picture this.
Time is Kings Before Presidents is an original spoken word piece by youth from Richmond's Tawheed Prep School.
Who knows where my soul flows after my body goes under the sand? Who here can spit two verses more beautiful than any one found in the Quran? Who here can find peace in this world faster than I found it in Islam?
Islam is terrorism. Please.
In this rhythmic performance, the youth tackle racism, bullying, faith, family, Islamophobia, identity, and the inequities of the criminal justice system.
Tell me, who are my grandfather's great-grandfathers?
Was my city buried in the sand?
Was my mother really worth $2?
Who are my kings before my presidents?
More than a decade ago, the murders of several local teens prompted educator and artist Ram Bhagat to launch the Richmond Youth Peace Project and the series of annual concerts.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're here to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, the drum major for peace and justice. Let's hear it for Dr. King.
The co-founder of Drums No Guns asks who in the audience knows someone affected by gun violence.
How many of you know two people who've been shot and killed? Three people? Four people? Look at the hands around us. We have to do something about this. We have to do something about this, right?
Gun violence is the focus of another original act titled I Am. Five pairs of youth start the piece by moving and gesturing to the rhythm of the drum. When the music stops, a heartbeat is extinguished. One person falls to the ground, and their partner provides a glimpse of the departed.
I am Jamel Thomas Cobb. I was shot and killed on September 18, 2011. I graduated from Armstrong High School in June 2011. I was attending Hagerstown Community College in Maryland on a basketball scholarship. I was shot on the 2500 block of Rosetta Street in Richmond.
It's a street theater piece, and it involves kids, teenagers that get shot around the Richmond area, young kids, and how we really feel about that and how it should be stopped.
Jayla Daniels, Josephine Reederer, and Shaman Wadi were part of the group that created I Am. Wadi knew one of the fallen youth featured in the piece.
His name was Jamel Thomas Cobb. I actually didn't go to school with him. My brother did, so I kind of knew him from my brother. And he was the best person ever. He was friendly, everything. And just to see him go, it was kind of hard for my brother. So I had to uplift him and tell him he's in a better place.
Wadi describes I Am as passionate, something to hit your soul to give you a better understanding of the impact of gun violence. Reader hopes the piece, which they performed at the state capitol, wakes people up.
Through doing this as an like art piece, I guess it was just a way to invoke the emotions of such a thing, because we often, we hear about it, but we don't really think about it enough, and so this was kind of a way to get people to think.
I don't know where to begin. I lost my heart, ooh, my friend. In my darkness, you were there to help me through my tears. I remember the good times.
The teens say Generation Dream and the Richmond Youth Peace Project have exposed them to new ideas and people and helped them build their confidence. Thomas Jefferson Sr. Khadijah Baker says it's also an important venue for youth who have a big role to play in finding solutions to social problems.
It teaches people in this community that there are youth out there who care about what's happening around them. They're not just going to stand by and let these things happen. They're voicing their opinions through creative forms like dance, singing, spoken word.
Baker's been involved with the Peace Project for 5 years, and in the last Generation Dream, she did an original poem about domestic violence. These issues take on a different meaning, she says, when you understand them through the lens of young people.
If a grown man or woman is sitting on TV and talking about it, people are going to listen to it, but they won't take it like in a more personal sense. Like, but if you see a young person on TV or in front of you telling a poem about like America and their issues and everything, they're going to sit down and say, oh, there's a young person who's sophisticated and smart enough to notice what's going on around them, and they want to make a stand against it.
In addition to Generation Dream, the Richmond Youth Peace Project trains teens in leadership and conflict resolution skills and organizes a day-long peace summit open to all area youth. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.